How much difference does it make who's running a local hospital? That's a tough question for the average person to answer. For the last 8 months, there's been a campaign in Colorado Springs to convince voters that the hospital the city has owned and operated since 1943 would be better off if someone else ran it, specifically University of Colorado Health. Susan Bryan, who was dropping off her ballot Tuesday afternoon, says it's hard to know if the deal really makes sense.
I don't know. How do we know? We don't have MBAs. I don't know. And I don't know the inside scoop. I have no idea what's going on in Memorial.
Bryan said she did research, but couldn't really figure out why leasing the hospital made sense. So she voted against it, mostly because the deal was endorsed by Colorado Springs Mayor Steve Bach, who she doesn't like.
Well, he's a Republican. I have a really hard time liking Republicans.
But a few hours later, Mayor Bach was standing in front of TV cameras, thanking Springs voters for okaying the lease deal by a margin of 66%.
To me, that's a mandate.
The deal, that was more than 3 years in the making, won broad endorsement, including from both the conservative daily newspaper and the liberal alternative weekly. People here like getting government out of a business enterprise, and there are lots of plums in the deal for the city. One is nearly $2 billion in lease payments over 40 years. Another is university's promise to open a branch of CU's medical school on its Colorado Springs campus. And many, including Mayor Bach, are impressed with university's reputation.
We are on the doorstep now of a wonderful future. In this partnership with University of Colorado Health, the number one teaching hospital in the United States, we're going to see better health care.
University of Colorado Health, or UCH, isn't just University Hospital in Aurora. Earlier this year, University entered into a partnership with Poudre Valley Health System, which operates hospitals in Fort Collins and Loveland. And in July, it started negotiations to add Ivinson Hospital in Laramie, Wyoming, to its stable. Rulon Stacy is president of UCH.
Our goal at University of Colorado Health is to leverage the strengths of community-based healthcare and academic medicine.
Stacy says that UCH is a new kind of hospital system in Colorado, one that's organizing to compete with the other big players in the state, the for-profit Health One and the Catholic Centura and Exempla systems. He says hospitals that used to operate on a standalone basis, like University and Memorial in the Springs, have to consolidate to survive.
The cost of health care throughout University of Colorado Health is going to go down because of our ability to collaborate and affiliate. We're going to standardize, we're going to decrease cost, and we're going to be effective into the future with high quality and lower cost.
Consolidation and acquisition are trends in healthcare across the country. That's in part because of political uncertainty. Democrats and Republicans have sharply contrasting visions for the future of healthcare, and it's unclear whether one party will win dominance or whether the elections in 2012 will result in some kind of a compromise or even a stalemate. What's clear from Tuesday's vote is that University of Colorado Health has transformed a handful of once independent hospitals into a new kind of team that's now the state's third largest hospital company. And President Rulon Stacy says he expects to hear from other healthcare providers about joining the new brand. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.